Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. As always, we have the GOAT, the man, the myth, the legend. Let's put those little fingertips together for Mr. Bubba Bubba Baby Hands Bread. We have the one and only man from the land of the goth to the land of the pod, Mr. Voice of the Intro, Jacob. And this show is not complete or would not be the same without the legend, the man who only trains the best and he slashes the rest, Mr. MTD. Welcome, everybody, as we dive in, or should I say, slowly walk through Strangers Chapter 2. What's up, everybody?
What's up? I like how we got you from the land of God. See, we haven't shared this story. So MTD and I went on a mission. He's like, we're going to the Gothland. So we headed to the Gothland. And of all the Goths, we pull you. We're like, you know what? We need a Goth for the show. There's Jacob. He's got a chain in his nose attached to his ear. We're like, this is our Goth guy.
Here's the thing. Like, so you and MTD were out in the woods looking for Voorhees. He ran off to do his antics once again. So MTD had to wrangle him back in. And then you guys are walking through woods and you see this guy with, you know, black fingernail polish on, black eyeliner. And he's like, hey guys, why are you in my woods? And Brad's like, I like your voice. Have you ever done an intro for a podcast?
I like your voice.
The Godfather doesn't do podcasts. But then here we are.
What, the Godfather's Southern now? The Godfather don't do podcasts.
The Godfather don't do no podcasting.
Oh, I know shrimp pods. I know shrimp.
You can saute it.
MTD, funny you said that. He's sitting there reading his book right now. He always reads his autobiography every night at 7:07 Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, I've been there.
Okay, so I have a funny MTD story. So I called him today because I had to pitch to him the movie idea that you and I pitched to each other that we cannot share on the air.
Right.
He was like, I said, what are y'all doing? He's like, we're going to eat. I was like, okay. Well, they get there before the restaurant's open. I said, y'all just pulled the old person move. Where you show up before they're even open. That's definitely an old man move, right?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being first.
There's not. But then I said you should hang a sign up by the door that says, I'm going to order a double cheeseburger and a hot dog and attach a 20 to it so they know you've got the funds. And they go ahead and throw that on the fryer before you even get in there.
No, what you need to do, that's all, everything with your plan is perfect, except for when you put the 20 on there, you put what the sign said, this could be your tip, to really incentivize them to get that food
going.
But
it's really just a Jesus track that looks like a 20.
Hey, it may be. That's the gamble for them.
MTD has 100 20s in his wallet at all times, but they're all Jesus tracks.
And MTD has got a great point. He said, have you ever heard of brunch? Brunch is good.
Yeah, but brunch is good, but they're going to not eat brunch. They're just the first ones there.
During brunch.
I guess. They're like, we're going to be the first.
I'm
I
want you, my MTD.
Burger. What'd you eat, MTD? What was your lunch? As we sit here and wait patiently.
I made steak and eggs the other day, and it was fantastic.
Hot dogs?
Oh.
Yeah, they could have easily made a hot dog. Do they boil their hot dogs or put them on the flat top? Are you a boiled or flat top hot dog? Are you a grilled hot dog or a boiled?
I would like grilled, but I air fry them.
Okay.
And but it gets them nice and crispy.
Do you like boiled hot dogs?
Like in a pot of water?
Yeah.
Nah.
He just knocked you, MTD. He's like, nah.
I'm not knocking MTD. I'm just saying, nah.
He's
for
knocking
me,
you. He's knocking you
I
on
don't
the
think
He's
so.
Like, yeah, I'm
never...
not eating the boiled one.
I'm not.
I like my wieners air fried. Oh, man. Wednesday is 3 for $6. See, that's something I'm excited about when I get old and retire, because I will then know all the senior discounts at every place at certain times.
You can't sit here and just knock MTD because he found himself a great deal on some hot dogs. And you're like, I can't wait till I'm at age so I can also enjoy this deal on hot dogs.
I can. He gets 3 for $6. That's $2 a dog.
Yeah, and you're going to pay 6 for $1.
Tell him, Jacob. Yeah, you tell me, Jacob. You tell me. I'm so offended right now. How many hot dogs could you eat, though? And could you eat three hot dogs for $6? Just for
Are
you?
We taking like normal size hot dogs? Easily.
Yeah.
I'll eat 3 brats.
Oh, okay. So I'm glad you're on the show. We had a discussion about you on Delusional Fandom last night, which you weren't on.
Was that about not to be on the show? I feel like there was a caveat to this. I'm glad you made it.
I'm glad you're here. He eats 2. Movie Torture Mom eats 1. Okay, we have that. Jonathan, from the host of Delusional Fandom, brought up a post you had on Facebook, and he said it was disgusting. He said, what? You said your dinner is, and you had a can of sauerkraut
and pulled sausage. Amazing.
He said it looks like a prison lunch.
No, that's like grade A lunch right there. You chop up some onion, you saute those bad boys up, get some pulled sausages, cook that up. Dump the sauerkraut right in the pan, cook all that up. You put a little hot mustard in it. Boom.
Okay. MTD was on Delusional Fandom last night. You made this sound so much better than the way Jonathan described it, right, MTD? Because we brought the picture. We showed your post on the show.
Sure.
It is good. You said sounds good. Jonathan said it looked like you have a hot plate from prison.
Nah. You cook all that up. It's fantastic. One of my favorite, sauerkraut pizza. It's amazing.
Okay, you lost me there. Sauerkraut pizza sounds disgusting. Okay, what do you want to say to Jonathan so I can instigate a duel here?
Jonathan wouldn't understand good food if it hit him upside his head.
Now, my wife says that about Jonathan. He always recommends restaurants. We go to them. My wife's like, I'm always sadly disappointed because his restaurants suck.
Hey, I'm proud of Jonathan. He's, you know, looking good. He lost some weight, but now he fits in this category. I never trust a skinny man in his opinion about food.
NCD says he made it sound like you eat it out of the can.
Nah, man. You cook that up, you dress it up, and then you enjoy it.
I'm going to text Jonathan right now on the show and say, Jacob says he never trusts a skinny man's opinion on food. Jonathan... about you.
That's how he lost all this weight. He gave up on himself, on his choices of food, and just decided to go skinny. I mean, that's the choices you make.
Jonathan's going to be like, I've never been called skinny, but thank you. So, Jacob, what movie are we doing tonight?
We are doing The Strangers Chapter 2. And if you don't remember, did Chapter 1 come out? It did. It did. It sure did.
I like that you said, you remember Chapter 2, Chapter 1 came out? It did. He said, about me, I'm flattered.
See, there you go.
I'm going to say, dude, he made it sound
delicious.
So it's good. Fantastic. I want that meal.
Here's the thing. Let's jump out of the gate with Chapter 2.
Well, you want me to do a synopsis? You mean do my synopsis? Well,
quick, I'll hit this and then your synopsis, because this will go with your synopsis. I'm not getting into the movie. What I'm saying is, to our loyal listeners out there, the about 35,000 that we have listening, if you have not seen Chapter 1, do not watch Chapter 2, because you won't know what's going on. And if you've seen Chapter 1 and you don't remember anything about Chapter 1, you will not know what's going on in Chapter 2 until about halfway through the movie.
Jonathan said, you're truly a Minnesotan now. To me.
You cook that meal up and you're going to love it. Let's hear that synopsis.
Yeah. Okay. The synopsis for this movie, The Strangers, from the year 2025. Strangers Chapter 2, or as I like to call it, The Strangers Who Still Haven't Locked the Door. The sequel feels like someone watched a true crime TikTok marathon, chugged a monster, and said, yeah, I can make a movie too. The killers are back, but now they've traded suspense for jump scares. So cheap, they should come with a coupon. The victims, a group of people so allergic to common sense, it's almost impressive. They make Scooby-Doo villains look like Navy SEALs. The acting is wooden. The dialogue's flatter than my can of soda in my fridge right now. And the plot twist lands like a wet sock. By the third act, you're not even scared. You're just ready for it to be over. You're just rooting for anyone to find the light switch on the new script. I was rooting for her to die. It's 90 minutes of bad decisions, weird lighting, but not the good kind. It's like horror movies that make you yell, come on, at your TV every 5 minutes. Congratulations. This is one of your new favorite train wrecks. I don't agree with favorite, but it's...
I wouldn't agree with favorite. Yeah. Like, because this movie literally opens up with the chick from the first one in the hospital. To where we watched this together, and we both were like, wait, is that the same girl from the first one? And Brad's response was, I don't remember.
I don't remember. MTV said, what's the movie about? Well,
Walking.
It's Walking. We'll tell you about it. It's not much. I could not remember anything. I went to the movies and saw this with producer Gary, former producer of the show. And I could not remember any of this movie. So I was excited to have Jacob over to watch this.
So people have context what we're talking about. In the first one, basically this girl, her boyfriend, they go to this cabin in the woods, supposed to be super romantic. There's going to be a big engagement. Love is in the air. Until the strangers come a knocking, and they basically do the first whole movie, wreak havoc, kill the boyfriend. I don't remember how the girl survived, but she survives, and we end up with her in the hospital. That is pretty much the first movie, right?
I guess. I didn't remember any of that.
That's basically what happened. And then so she survives the first movie, now in the hospital. That's where we start the second movie, or chapter two of this three-part series of her being in the hospital.
How much did this movie make, MTD? It cannot be much. It cannot be much. There's... I think you, Jacob, you missed it in theaters, because I remember you going, did that movie go to the movie theaters?
I did. I didn't know that it hit the theaters. I was like, oh, it went straight to streaming.
it didn't. It was in the theaters because I was like, $18.5 million. Can you tell us how much The Strangers Chapter 1 made? Because I want to see the drop-off.
That's true.
Because there had to be a drop-off. But the question is, if there's a drop-off from The Strangers to The Strangers Chapter 2, it's not because people, it's because people didn't care to see the rest of the story.
Right. Like, well, here's the thing. With the first one, did anybody need a prequel backstory about strangers?
No.
The movie was good when it originally came out for what it was. End of story. Let's move on. Yeah, now we have to know their whole life.
Yeah, I don't understand why we need to see the origin of what made strangers. But this isn't an origin story, Jacob, because the first one made $82 million. So there's a lot of people who was like, yeah, I don't really see
that because they were excited from the first one and not knowing what they were getting into.
Yeah, but okay. The first one, I didn't know what I was getting into because I'm thinking chapter one is we're going to see a movie. Chapter two will be a different stranger movie. Chapter three will be a different. That's what I thought. So when I'm watching the movie and it ends, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's no end. It didn't end. Like there's nothing. Yeah. It ended in a horrible spot. And you're like, this is it? This is the movie?
We're basically watching the Hobbit horror edition.
But way worse than the Hobbit.
Way worse. I love the Hobbit. This is way worse.
But I know it's way worse. Because there's nothing happening in this movie at all.
So, yeah. So lo and behold, guess who shows up at the hospital? Because the girl can't live. The strangers are there. Now, the biggest question I have is how involved, this town must be super involved, or they have some kind of written code between the strangers and the people that stay in this town. Because at some point, even the first one, they mentioned like 15 people have died so far in this town during this time. Are you staying living in that town?
No, it's the Haddonfield rule that I have on here. If your town has Michael Myers every October 31st, you vacation. If your town has the strangers who wear scarecrow mask and Betty Boop mask, whatever she's got on, I'm moving. I'm like, I don't need this for my resale value. It's gonna make my home value go down. It's gonna be hard to sell.
Jacob, the fear that you could make the wrong move and get yourself, you know.
Jacob, you're coming to buy, I'm selling my house to you in this town. I want you to come ask me about it. Ask me what goes on in this town.
Hey, I want to buy your house. It's a pretty nice house. What kind of activities and things do you do around here?
Well, it's got a great discount. I mean, we've got a pool. We've got a really community pool. We've got a deli. Oh man, the meat is amazing. I'm telling you, if you're single, we've got a vibing single scene. I mean, you go up to the cafe diner, man, you can get a chick. And okay. We don't have a lot of lady of the nights or escorts, nothing like that. But we're a good community, you know. Tax values are a little lower. we have one issue, Mr. Jacob. We have three people, just three. They wear masks. You know, they like masks. They're Halloween every day for them. I don't know. They wear masks and. They do a little slicing and dicing. It's just part of the code around here. They do a little killing. I just want to tell you that. It's nothing to worry about. They probably won't kill you. I mean, they could. Because you're new. You moved into my house.
Right. So, it sounds like a really great offer. I want to think on it a bit. And I'll get back to you.
I'll warrant $10,000 right now. If you just buy the house. And I'll throw in my scarecrow mask. I mean, I'll just throw in a mask.
I will, I'll let you know. You'll be hearing from me, maybe.
That's how the conversation in buying a house in Strangerville goes.
So that's what's weird about this stranger story is that there are certain people that are safe in this town. There are certain people that are not safe in this town. It's very weird. Even people who lived in this town are not necessarily safe, but
I don't understand why does this town not get like visitors ever?
Great question. Well, they have to because the guy rented out that cabin. Like, it was a pretty rentable spot.
Welcome to the Strangerville Visitor Center. We have us a nice little farm out in the woods.
They're selling masks as souvenirs, so you don't know who actually is the stranger because everybody's wearing a mask.
Hey, Jacob, let's wear a mask tonight. We're going to have some fun, you and MTD.
Now, this is a great opportunity to bring this up before we get head deep into this walkathon. I'm blaming Brad for this, MTD. This was not my doing. Okay. Brad came up with a scenario about you and Troy living together in this cabin and having the best bro time with Troy in this cabin hanging out.
We got to play this out.
I agree with you, MTD. I told Brad, I said, that's not funny. I was laughing because it was kind of funny, but it was not funny.
I'm just imagining them riding a tandem bike together through the mountains. It's like.
And I wish I remember fully how this whole scenario played out, but we got pretty detailed.
Who's driving the tandem bike? Is it MTD or Troy? Is Troy on the back or is MTD in the back?
No, MTD is totally driving, and the whole time he's just yelling at Troy. He's like, shut up, Troy. Stop opening your mouth. Pedal faster.
Troy, are you wearing my jeans? Those are my jeans, Troy. They're big on you. They're really long. They're dragging on the road.
Oh, yeah, it gets to the point where, I don't blame you. It gets to the point where MTD actually seeks out the strangers to pay them. Like, just do it. He's there alone. Just go get him.
Hey, Scarecrow Man, I need you to kill the little man who lives in my cabin with me. You can pick him up and you can throw him.
It's so bad that even the strangers don't mess with it. They're like, no, we don't go. No, man, we're.
MTD comes in. Where's my popcorn? Oh, my gosh, Troy, you made all the popcorn? Are you rolling a cot in my room, Troy? Get the thing out of here.
Man.
What?
And I have to say, okay. As we were talking about the whole Troy thing, I called what this movie was in like 2.5 seconds.
No. I called this one. You called Good Boy.
I called Good Boy. Yeah, you did. It's still not funny.
I looked at Jacob. Tell the listeners what I did. I looked at you 4 minutes into this movie. Because you initially said, she's going to die and the sister's going to show up. And then the sister's going to be the new character. And then what did I say?
You said, nope, I think we're about to watch her just run the whole movie. And we did. And we did.
We need to put Troy in a stranger scenario.
No, he would be the stranger. That's the scenario.
Oh, he's the stranger?
Yes. The one with not the scarecrow mask. He's wearing the porcelain doll face.
The girl mask? Oh, my gosh. MTD's like, you only wear a hockey mask.
This was just a different movie, for sure.
Oh. So, when I figured out we're going to be watching a chase for the next 80 minutes, I contemplated the bad choices that I've made in my life at this point. That led me to this moment.
Like, even starting with the hospital chase, it wasn't even exciting. Like, it wasn't like they were hardcore chasing her.
No, they just walk. They just walk.
Correct. Right.
I mean, they're not running. They're just walking. They're Michael Myers in it, but they're not as cool.
And in fairness, the reason I thought that this was going to end with her dying, which we were all hoping for, was because it starts off with her sister saying, hey, we're sending you a private ambulance. How much money does this family have, number one? And it's coming to get you, and we're getting you out of there. And her sister was on the way. So I'm like, okay. So they're going to take out her, and now the sister is going to be the new Would that have been a better story?
Well, I'd like to see some daylight. And yes, because this actress sucks. She can't act her way out of a plastic bag. And it just seems dumb. We're two movies into this, and we do not know why the strangers have picked her.
Correct. You're right.
There's nothing. We don't know.
There is no scenario to why they were picked. Or is it just that cabin? They just like new people. It's like fresh fish.
Man, I wouldn't want to stay in that cabin.
Maybe that's the final plot. Like, as you go through this movie, you kind of learn that. Oh boy, let me finish this thought.
I just thought of something.
All right,
Troy and MTD is the couple from the two dudes in Halloween.
Oh no, MTD. I apologize to you personally. It's your son.
He doesn't claim me on the show.
They don't ever get into like why the cabin thing. You do get some scenario right through this movie that there are some of the townspeople in on this whole thing. Like they make that clear.
Well, okay. What would it take to get you to be in on this? Like, how does that work? Do the stranger guys go around? Okay, I'm going to be the stranger guy pitching to you, Jacob. Hey, man, I do some killing, and it's going to happen. Me and my wife, she's beautiful, Kristen, we like to go around and, you know, kill some people. Will you keep it a secret? I don't have money. We're poor. We live in West Virginia. We're probably inbred. But
I feel you would know if you're inbred.
We're inbred. Kristen's my sister. And we do a little slicing, and I do a little chopping. Will you keep this a secret, please? We need you in on this. We need you in on this. It's funny.
Well, at that point, I have no choice, because now you can use, well, we just told you our secret, so either you're joining us or you're dying.
Yeah, I mean, my sister slash wife, Kristen, will kill you if you're not in. So you're in, right?
And your other sister is standing behind me.
If I made the strangers, I'm putting a Pee Wee Herman mask on me. Like, I'm freaking you out.
Huh? I know you are, but what am I?
What mask would you go with, Jacob? If me and you were the strangers, ooh, what are you going with? MTD, thinking, what mask would you go with if us three became the strangers?
I would wear a Richard Nixon mask. I am not a crook.
Wait, but that was done in Point Break, though. You can't.
It would be hilarious. You're still Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. What about a Joe Biden mask?
No. They would just think you're delusional.
There's
old Joe again, just stumbling around in the woods.
I'm going to wear producer Gary mask or Troy mask.
No. I want no resemblance of that.
Troy mask is pure nightmare fuel, man. It's got the little hole right here. And the hole in the eyes?
I would dress up as Bigfoot. Then everybody would think it was Bigfoot doing the killing and not a human.
Is MTD there? He never come back with a mask he would wear. Oh, I'll wear a Brad mask.
With little baby hands.
What if us three dressed like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah.
We're going to kill you.
Turtles in the half shell.
Or this is in the woods. So we could totally like Three Bears it. Where we're just the three bears going around slashing everybody.
Are we wearing leather?
not the type of bear I was thinking of.
Wrong bear, Brad. We're standing outside.
Total wrong bear. I'm talking about the animal.
You can see me have our leather chest.
Everybody's moving out of that town.
Don't let those three bears get you. You're like, Golden Loft. Golden Lux.
That actually
would be way creepier.
It would be way creepier, but not the bear I was thinking of.
We could all be three bears. MTD's awful quiet. That's a good one. I'm shocked.
That was good. Yeah, that was good. I did not see it going that way. I apologize in advance, but it went that way.
Anyone listening that barfed, we apologize.
That's funny.
I'm just imagining us outside the door and you're going, Golden Lux!
Who's been eating my porridge?
I got a spike collar on.
Someone's been sitting in my chair.
You know I like my porridge. MTD needs his bed. So anyway.
Whole different movie. That'd be a whole different movie.
I don't think they'd make that movie. Although, I do contend, three bears outside your door would be scary.
It would be. It would be. But that's the reality of this movie, okay? Like, we know we're going on tangents, but there's not much meat to this movie. She literally is running and sometimes walking randomly.
Okay, so she goes down to the morgue.
Oh my goodness, yes, yeah.
And leaves her phone in the dumbwaiter, gets in the morgue, decides it's time to hide. I'm going to hop in the cooler, the drawer, with her boyfriend who was murdered in the first one.
Correct.
So she's 12
different doors you could just choose from.
And imagine the tight fit. Like, it's not like those drawers are made for two. Like, no. It's a drawer. Like, I would think the ceiling would be right here over the face.
Has to be.
So they can fit people in.
Except for in movies.
But seven minutes. So she's on top of him. Different movie if she kisses him. I was like, is she going to kiss this guy or what, man? Like,
oh, but that brings up a great point of the craziness of this movie, because he's about to catch her. He has her in sight, but thank goodness here comes the clumsy janitor who has no clue what's going on.
I mean, the whole staff in the hospital is gone. This is like Michael Myers Haddonfield Hospital. No staff.
It is. And everybody's gone except for here comes the janitor who then gets killed. And then Scarecrow basically is like, all right, I'm done with my search. And then just lets her be and lets her go about her day.
She could have hopped in another one of those coolers and just took a nap.
Seriously, she could have.
What if the whole movie was just her sleeping in there?
And we haven't even got to the worst part of this walk. That's just one of them.
I just thought of something. I think chapter 2 would have been way better if chapter 1, we saw it from her eyes, and chapter 2, we saw chapter 1 from their eyes.
That would have been better.
I would have been more into that. I'm like, okay, now we're looking through the eyes of a killer, why they're doing it, and what motivates them. That would be way more exciting to me than just continuing this crappy story.
All I can think of, though, now that you got on this tangent was... Three Bears in New York, Chapter 2.
MTD's got his mustache that he used to rock in the 80s. I'm just hearing you going, Golden Lux!
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
But I'm with you on that. I think that would have been a way better story.
I'm waiting on that to happen, where we get to see a movie from the eyes of the killer. I've been pitching that for years on Scream. We need to see Scream through the eyes of Ghostface, not through the eyes of Neve Campbell.
What would you... I mean, MTD could really voice in on this one or type in on this one because he is his trainer. What about a movie from the eyes of Voorhees?
I mean, that would be amazing. One, there wouldn't be a ton of dialogue in this movie.
No.
He doesn't talk. So you're following him and you're just hearing this a lot. But I think that would make it scary.
and we would find out how he gets around so well.
Yeah, we would
find all he does is walk.
But it would be scary if all you're seeing in this movie is just hearing him breathe, and you're watching him come up and murder.
We see that we learn through this perspective that in reality, he has several like mopeds parked down to different spots in the woods. So he's walking.
That'd be hilarious.
When the camera turns, he hops on a bike. He's like,
or he runs. He's like, I'm going to get there.
But that would be an amazing movie. That would be an awesome movie.
They need to do that. Like, give us Michael Myers' point of view. Still not a lot of dialogue in that movie. So it'd be an easy movie to write. You're just moving them around and doing some murders.
It would be a different perspective. But how like graphically gory would this movie be?
I mean, think about it. Take the original Halloween. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows this movie. Reshoot it from his perspective.
That's true. Instead of reshooting the same movie and trying to put a different twist on that, shoot it from a whole new perspective.
Yeah, so now the scene where, you know, he's in the closet, you're watching him get in the closet, and you're hearing him, and you're looking through his eyes through the closet blinds as Jamie Lee Curtis is walking in there with the same story. Exactly.
I love it. Yeah.
Same storyline. We're watching
it. Is that going to turn into like the pickleball exorcist where it's just 5 minutes of Michael Myers just standing in the closet, just breathing? He's like, and then like they just do a 5 minute cutscene to that. I mean, you can make it better than that, but it just made me think of
Pickleball. I think you could go to their perspective at points, right?
Absolutely,
like,
right.
They're talking, oh, there's this killer on the loose, and it cuts back to Michael and he's driving, and
the 90% of the focus is on them, right? And then you have a few cutscenes mixed in there to speed up those moments where he's waiting. Like you see him, like you said, go in the closet and wait. And then you could cut scene to them coming into the room and then cut it back to Michael again.
Yeah. And then you see the fear on their eyes when he's stabbing them and looking at them in the eyes. You're seeing them look horrified.
That'd be a great, great movie.
I think it'd be scary because you wouldn't hear a lot. All you're hearing is the grunts and the gurgling of the blood. I mean, you're getting all the sound effects from what a murder would feel like.
Weirdly, you're going to be in this perspective of you're doing the killing.
Yes, it's a first-person perspective. Oh, it's like that
person, it's like you're holding the knife.
Yeah, you don't really see Michael Myers.
You see his hands.
You just see his hands, and you're like... And you see the girl going... And then...
And it could work, because I think they did a movie like that. Was it Hardcore Henry? Like, the whole movie was shot in first person.
Oh, really? I need to watch that.
Yeah, it's called Hardcore Henry. And 3D. That. Yeah. So Hardcore Henry does that, where the whole entire film is filmed from his perspective. So you look like you're the one in the movie. It's actually really
good. That's pretty cool. MTD's like, we're not redoing Michael Myers. We're doing Jason because my movie shows cans.
But that's an extra point. In 3D, you're in the perspective of Michael Myers in a first-person shooting of the movie. That'd be something completely new and fresh and different.
They should do it because they've done every idea known to man.
We know we've already had one idea stolen off of Movie Torture, so it could happen.
If it happens, do you and I tell everyone that was our idea? We do, right?
Oh, I'm glad. I'm calling Channel 9. I'm calling Channel 11. I'm suing somebody. And then I'm going to play the video evidence of us talking about this moment.
would Locks of Laughs on the Hopecast Network, Ashley, would she take this and run with it?
No. You pitch it to her, right? You pitch it to her. And I want you to do this. You're going to pitch it
to
her.
I'm going to pitch her to her on Friday when we have our
meeting. And my take is she's going to immediately tell you that it's stupid and it won't work.
Should I pitch it as a Scream movie, though? Because she loves Scream.
Nope. Don't
pitch it as Michael Myers.
Don't butter it up. You pitch it how we pitched it. No one wants to see a stupid Scream movie in first person. No one wanted to see the Scream movie in third person.
Unless he has diarrhea. MTD, I didn't get a response from you on, she sent me today a reel that she made. What was your thoughts on the reel? She sent it to me at work because I watched it. I LOL'd it, texted her back, and said that was good. She said, you watched it and didn't even like it.
Weird, yes. I agreed, MTD. Agreed. So there's one part of the movie perspective, like, we finally get to see, like, Voorhees taking a dump. So we just see him, like, reading a newspaper.
Voorhees is taking a big horse dump, too, man.
Oh, it's, yeah, man.
It's not a little dump. He's a horse dumper, man.
Yeah,
it's
that's not.
It's like, different. Are we getting, like, the sound effects? Like, the.
Oh, gross.
And somebody, no, like,
the movie bad.
One of the camp counselors are like, oh my gosh, it smells like someone died. And he's like,
no, now we're making it a bad movie.
But his machete is not around and his pants are around his ankles. Some kids walk up and he starts to get it and he falls over.
Now we're making it a comedy. I don't want a comedy. I want a first person horror perspective.
Could we, I got a song for this one too. Let's see. We could have him running around trying to get his machete with his pants around his ankle with this song.
I knew that's where you're going.
You know me well.
I knew immediately which song you're trying to get to.
Oh my gosh. Benny
Anyways,
Hill, man.
Back to this. Great movie. So we make it out of the hospital. She's now in the woods. And this is where things get bonkers.
This must be the most bonkers scene in the whole movie.
Absolute bonkers. So they start doing some cut scenes back and forth about these strangers in their childhood. Well, how she gets to the woods, these people come pick her up from the hospital. And they're good people, but just like every bad horror movie, they make you think they're the bad people, which we all know they're not the bad people. But she thinks they're the bad people. So she basically tries to stab one of them and barrel rolls out of a 60-mile-an-hour vehicle.
She's dead at that point, right? Or she's got brain damage. She's
now,
got
mind
brain
you,
damage.
She's still injured from the hospital. This has been...
She's got an open wound on her liver, right? Or like kidney.
Something like that. Yeah. Craziness. Okay. So now she's... camping it out in the woods in a hospital gown. You're freezing to death, number one, because it's cold. But she's now surviving. She's sewing up herself. She's now a trained nurse, stitching herself up.
Oh, that stitching was terrible, man. I would pass out. Is she taking a dump out there like that, you think?
I mean, you're probably too scared to poop, to be
honest. Yeah, you're probably too scared to poop. She's got to get really scared.
So she's walking around, and then you get to a backstory about the strangers and kind of how they became who they are. And you learn that they're from this town, that they grew up in this town, and they're cuckoo. But one of them likes pigs, and that's important because all of a sudden she's being chased by something. You don't see anything, and she comes diving into this old car, and the windows just start smashing out of it. You hear no noise. You see nothing. So now they got you thinking of something.
You're talking ghost. You were saying to me, oh, there's a ghost now.
Like, it's supernatural. That's what it looked like. But then you learn it's a massively huge, shaking in your boots, warthog. That's what's...
Terrible CGI, by the way. I mean, we're talking cocaine shark CGI at this point, man.
Now, it is straight up gnawing her leg off, like eating her leg. Ripping it apart multiple times.
Ripping it like I take a turkey leg at the fair. I mean, I'm going in there. Yes.
Like just eating this leg up like nobody's business. She kills it. Okay.
Stabs it with a knife, right? With a knife?
It was a knife. You're right. Stabs it with the knife. And then, yeah, like every great movie, she gets up and is able to walk away. No problem. Although, several times throughout this movie, me and you were laughing about this because one moment she'd be limping hardcore. The next she'd be on a full run sprint. She'd be casually walking back to a limp.
What? Wouldn't there be some massive blood loss?
100%. The way that pig was eating that leg, you're not stopping that bleeding.
There were some veins that pig ate through, right?
Absolutely.
Like, it's just pouring out at this point. It has to be.
Yes.
I mean, her gut is too, by the way. She's lost blood in her gut.
That's right. Yes. Oh, yeah, because she got shot with an arrow. Like, it ripped that out. Yeah, yeah. She's like the Terminator.
She's like Sarah Connor.
Have you seen this boy?
This movie reminds me of... I feel like it's in the same world as Wrong Turn.
Oh, yeah.
We should do that on here, by the way. That is hillbilly West Virginia inbred.
Like, not that it was helping, right? But that part there, like, killed this movie for me at that point.
Oh, this movie was dead on arrival, but yes.
It was, but that really just killed it.
That girl's not beating that warhog. That warhog was every bit of 1,200 pounds, and it sat on her. It sat on her. It was on top of her. Like, it would have... I mean, that is one thing bigger than the bears, the three bears.
Yeah, it is. That warhog was gigantic.
It would... Just the warhog sitting on her would have crushed her bones.
And you do learn in the Stranger Things, by the way, or Stranger movie, not Stranger Things, because that's fantastic. I'm about to say,
better than this.
Strangers. Is you learn this little girl or one of the girls behind the mask, and why they use this name for the first movie, is she bludgeons this other girl to death because she was jealous and she kissed her man. And they were like seven.
Yeah, she's home. Well, we see her like snap the neck of a mouse. A perfectly beautiful white mouse is hanging out in these woods. And I looked at you and I said, mice are like nocturnal. Why is this mouse out there today? Weird to me.
You're getting true perspective on what happens when me and Brad watch a movie. We find the smallest things and we're like, why is this mouse running around here?
This mouse is like, what's this? Have you ever tried to catch a mouse? Like, they don't just come up into your hands and you pet them. It's not like Jinxie on or Mr. Jingles on the Green Mile.
I don't know if I've ever shared this story with you, and it's a great story for this moment, because that's what happens on a great podcast. We come up with great stories in the moment.
We do.
I was a pest control manager. And I went out to a home, and I was pretty new at the job, and we had what you call a tin cat out on the sides of this person's house, which mice run into. They can't get out. Usually you put a glue board in there so that way they die. Well, I opened it up, not slowly, and two mice jump out, okay? So now picture the song that you just played not that long ago. Here's me with two glue boards in my hands running around this customer's driveway trying to slap these mice as they're running all over the place. The customer was in their house just laughing hysterically as this big guy is out running around their driveway trying to catch mice that he just let out of the trap. That is a true story.
That is funny. So you let the mice out of the trap and you're trying to catch them back.
And I had to try to catch them back again.
Did you charge for the job?
Yes, I charged for the job. I caught those mice.
Oh, okay. Well...
Took me a half hour, but I did it.
That's hard to do. What did you do with the mice once you caught them?
Well, I don't want to get PETA called on us, so I folded them up in the box and I tap danced. I'll just say that.
Well, let's be real. We had Tanya Haddix on this network. PETA,
that's fair. I folded up the box and I did a nice little stomp on their head.
Oh my gosh.
I said, night night, mice.
Could you break a mouse's neck with just your bare hands?
No, that's sick.
That's psychotic, right?
You put them in a box and stomp on them. Be civil here.
I
was
kidding. I mean, I feel like that's the...
No, there's something twisted if you're just picking up a defenseless animal and just like...
Yeah. You're like, not normal. No. You're not normal at all. After she... flees on that with her chopped up leg. Is this where she ends up at the house?
Yeah, so she ends up with those people. They find her because she passes out. And somehow they find her in the woods and she wakes up in the house.
Jacob, this is where we got to MTD and Troy.
It is, yes.
Yeah. So she gets in. Let me set this up. So she gets in the house. She wakes up in the bed, in her panties.
Yep. Yep.
And Jacob goes, why is she in her undies? And I'm like, I don't know, but if Troy lived here, he would definitely have taken his pants off of her.
Yes, that is then, how this.
And then I said, if I'm her, when I do get to a hospital, I'm making them do a rape test on me. Cause, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Why did they put her in her drawers? I don't understand that.
There was two girls there, so they probably did do it. We do take that fact out of the story that there was two girls in the house also.
At that point, though, we didn't know that. We thought it was just the guy.
They do just show the guy first, but then you do see that there's two guys, two girls.
And he's super creepy, by the way.
They do that on purpose because they want you to make you think that they're the bad guys.
But it's lazy storytelling to me.
It is. 100% it is.
It's like, I'm going to make you think this guy is really bad. Because he's like, hello, what are you? And then she asks him, well, they're all here. I mean, he's so like, I don't know. He speaks in code, man. He's the guy from The Night Agent, which is a really good show on Netflix. Season 3 drops in January. I don't understand why he's slumming it in this movie. He should not be in this movie.
Yeah, so then she immediately thinks that they're, again, the killer. She escapes. The strangers show up and start killing these supposed bad people.
How do they know that? Oh, they know she's at the house because the ambulance driver stops to get gas. And correct. He said, I'm going to the old house to help someone hurt. And I think the gas station man calls up the strangers.
Yeah.
Mr. Stranger. She's over at the house on the hill. It's the Haunted Hill, right over there. She should be there, and this is following. Get on over there. Over.
Yeah, because this is when you shortly thereafter then find out that the sheriff of the town is in on it, because she's trying to find the keys to the truck to steal, and a lady comes out of the house, and she's like, call the police, and she's like, the police will help you, and all of a sudden.
We forgot one plot line for MTD that we didn't share. One of the strangers comes after her, and we get this lady going, and she's going to tell her what's going on. And the stranger girl kills that lady, but then the girl we've been following throws a pitchfork in their stomach. And
no, that was towards the very beginning. Yes,
I know. Totally, that's what it is. This is the beginning. Yeah. So now we have that same stranger girl. Okay, I mean, how many listeners could take a pitchfork to the stomach and still run around, and your goal is to kill this girl?
She was running around the next scene.
Yeah, the next scene. Like, they cared instantly. Nothing about it. Nothing about, like, reality.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah, and then we get to a point, right? Because that's where this movie kind of ends, is she kills one of them. But then that's when you learn the big twist. Hold on to your hats here, folks. I'm about to ruin it for you. There's more than just three. Because another one showed up in her place.
Yeah. I guess if you and me and MTD are in this town, we might as well become them if we have to be there.
If you can't beat them, join them?
Yeah. The three bears at the door. Yeah,
we're the three bears. We want to join you guys.
We don't want bears in our tribe. We need that. We go in hibernation. MTD hibernates every day from like 9 to 9.
You hit it right on the head with this whole second movie. Lazy writing.
I asked you this during the movie. How did this pitch go? Did they go, you know what, we have a Strangers reboot we want to do, but we want to do it as one movie, three times, three chapters is one story. I hate this.
They're like, payday.
Okay.
This whole thing could be told in one movie.
Oh, definitely. If the first one made 82, the second one made 18, the third one's going to clear maybe 8.
And I already predicted the third movie, and you know I'm right. It's how it's going to play. Predict it
now, so we can come back, because we're going to do Strangers Chapter 3 on here.
So this one says, so now they not only do they, I don't, maybe it is a good movie. Maybe I'm throwing you off, and I think it's gold, because I don't want to spoil that. It could be gold. However, So after you're done watching this wonderful, delightful movie, they're like, here, let's tease you with part three. Like, cause you're just anticipating that I have to watch part three. And go ahead.
Well, I want to ask you real quick. I didn't stay for the credits in part one. Did they show a clip for the second one at the end of the first one?
I don't know.
I'm looking that up. Keep talking.
So they show you the clip of part three, and basically you're now basically, they give you a spoiler that this is an entire cult of people, like most of the town's in on it. And I'm like, okay, so this is how movie three, and they show the main victim girl. She's now wearing a mask. So I'm like, oh, it's simple. So this whole third movie is going to be, she infiltrates this cult, becomes like one of them, to secretly take them down from the inside. And it's going to end the movie with her taking out the strangers, and she comes out victorious. But I'm guaranteeing not before she's slashed and cut and diced and brought to her last whim, like we're watching a WWE match, but yet the script has already been written who the winner will be. And we know it's her. So we know in her last breath before she's gone, she's going to gain the power and the strength, climb to the top rope, and jump off and hammer down on this movie to end it. It's how number three is going to go.
Okay. I like your prediction, but there was a mid-credit scene. I think I saw this scene.
Oh, in from one to into two.
The one was Maya's in the hospital bed. She wakes up, slowly rises to sit up, and she looks what she doesn't see, but we do, is on the other side of the bed is a scarecrow laying his head down and watching as she gets up.
Oh. Okay.
But that wasn't in the second one. He didn't start out like looking at her.
No. There's quite a while she's talking to a nurse and everything before that happens. Because she goes back to sleep after she gets the phone call that her sister's sending someone, all that stuff. Yeah. So that's how I believe the third movie's going to go.
Do you have any bad reviews for this one? I'm sure that was easy to find.
I got a couple. My favorite one that I found that I'm going to read first says this. The scariest part of the movie is the post-credits trailer of Chapter 3 that promises it's coming soon. Because who wants number three? Dreadful.
I'm with that person.
This person said, we should actually be giving these people props for what they did in movie two. Because how can you come and write the second movie to be worse than the first one was already bad? Good job. Well done, team. That's then there's a lot of inappropriate language. Just one word that's described this movie. And then one just says, do us all a favor. Please stop.
Could they kill this like they killed the Kevin Costner Horizon trilogy he was making, where they released the first Horizon and they said the second was supposed to come out 2 months later, which is the right way to go. You should film all three and then drop them in like 6 months, like one, two, and then you get it.
So you
care. They killed the Horizon. We literally waited from May till what, August or September for Strangers?
Yeah.
Like, no, the next year, not May to September.
Correct.
We waited like 16 months for this crap.
Correct.
I've got a few five-star reviews. Kareem Mitchell writes on October 28th, 2025, this is a must-watch if you enjoy the franchise. I didn't care for Chapter 1. Okay, I got to pause Kareem right there. If you don't care for Chapter 1, why are you even going
back? Why are you watching Chapter 2? Right. We did.
But after watching Chapter 2, it made me appreciate it more. Wait for the post-credit scene after you watch.
That didn't do anything.
Amazon customer, they don't even want to give us their name. Is Tamara here? Good storyline in the series. Can't wait for the next one. Tiffany writes, must watch. Really good movie. There's got to be another good review here. That's classic.
Really good movie.
I don't understand why it's like, hold on.
No, it makes sense.
I don't understand Kareem. I don't understand the fact that Kareem didn't like the first one.
But then he watched the second one. Then he's like, it helps you appreciate the first one better. Just wait till you see the post-credits scene of the second movie.
This person gives it a 4 star out of 5. And listen to why. Lindsay writes, I like all of these movies, and this one is a different plot line than the others. Instead of a new family, it is a continuation of the last one. I deducted 1 star because I was definitely disappointed. I paid $20 to rent a movie that ended with to be continued.
Okay.
But I don't understand. Like, you knew this movie was not the end. I don't understand why. I mean, you and I knew it was going to end that way.
Correct.
Like,
I mean, everybody does because they've been very clear that it's going to be a 3-part series.
Yeah. Awesome sequel, Ron writes. Fast paced, intense horror. These fast people paced. Don't get out much, right? They don't get out much. Let's be real.
What was fast about it?
I feel like it was very slow. She just goes by Miss. Can't wait for chapter 3. Love the backstory, cast, and suspense. These people don't watch movies either, right? They must just watch like YouTube shorts or stuff. I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Maybe.
Jacob, let's play the game we like before we close.
Sure.
What was their next movie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And it gets a 4.7 on IMDb out of 10, this movie.
Okay.
Wait, who's the girl in this movie? Maya. Madeline Petch. Born in 1994. Her next movie is Maintenance Required.
Okay.
From 2025. She's the star with Jacob Scipio.
I've never heard of it. Yeah, I'm with MTV. I've never heard of it.
Never heard of any of them. Okay. Then we have, who do we want to pick here? I mean, this is so hard. I guess let's go with Sheriff Richard Brake. I guess. His next movie was
There's no rememberable actors or actresses in this movie.
No. Unruly. Headmaster Flanger. It's a short, 7 minutes. Yeah, there's so not nothing, really. But the director, Rooney Harlan, he's done some good movies. That's why I don't understand what he's doing. He's directed, Rennie Harlan has directed Driven with Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
Which was terrible. So we're starting out really good.
We're starting out good.
12 Rounds. Who's that with? With John Cena. Never seen it.
Never seen
it. Exorcist the Beginning. Nope. Okay. Deep Blue Sea was good.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So you got one.
The Long Kiss Goodnight was good.
Okay. Yeah.
Cutthroat Island. Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Cliffhanger.
Okay, it was okay. It wasn't terrible.
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane with Andrew Dice Clay. Die Hard 2.
Okay, that was good.
And A Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
Okay.
So he's made good movies, or at least he's decent made good movies,
but he's also made some crappers.
He really has made crappers.
Jacob, he's a middle of the road director.
Jacob, MTD, I'm going to start something with you. You've not seen this movie, but from our description, movie torture, movie gold. Would you watch this movie? And Jacob, while he's answering, movie torture, movie gold. That can't be true. There's no way.
I have to regrettably give this 3 bear paws down. It was absolute terrible movie torture.
Goldilocks. He said kidding, by the way, listen.
Movie torture. Double movie torture. Triple movie torture.
This is easily top 3 worst movies I've seen of the year. It's on my top.
It has to be the worst movie I've seen this year.
No.
Sinners was the worst movie I've seen this year.
I feel like we've done one recently that was worse.
Why?
Jacob. 100%. MTD. We've done one that's worse.
That one?
100%. It was terrible. Oh, him. We watched him. That's way worse than this.
Yeah.
Was worse.
You're right.
I would rather watch this 5 times than watch him again.
I agree with you on that. And when you finally watch Sinners, you will let me know where you would rank it then.
When I finally watch Sinners. Oh my gosh. For MTD.
You never said your rating here.
Oh, I didn't. Oh my gosh. I'm about to just skip over me. Oh, hardcore double gold. No, I'm kidding. This is movie torture to the nth degree. It's horrible. I never want to watch it again. But listeners, I will say, Jacob and I were in my basement watching this movie, and we both were like, we're going to end up at the movie theater watching Chapter 3 when it comes out.
And we will.
We'll be the only losers in this theater, by the way. We'll be
Two for Strangers, Chapter 3. Just don't forget your wallet this time so you can pay for my ticket.
Yeah. I don't want Troy paying for it. He thinks it's a date. He thinks he took two dudes on a date.
That got weird. I'll turn around and go home.
Yeah, no more. But we're going to go see it. Oh, it'd be so awesome. Oh, my gosh. It'd be so great if MTD could go to the theater and watch this.
It would be amazing.
That would be my dream, is to go watch Strangers 3 with MTD. Oh, my gosh.
We need to make it happen.
He would fall asleep. There's no way he's staying awake.
That's okay.
There's no way. This is such a bad... At least with Chapter 3, he'd see a finale.
He would.
At least we're going to get that climax. I'm ready for that. I need it. This is terrible.
It's an end in sight until they leave you with the post-end credit for number 4.
Oh, my gosh. If they're like, sneak attack, we're doing a Chapter 4. I'm going to be like, nah, I'm good. I'm Chapter 3, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Goldilocks! Oh, man. For my friends, MTD and Jacob, my name is Brad. We'll see you next week on Movie Torture.